Blog Talk Radio.
Secrets of number, secrets of sound. The secrets of wisdom will be found when you look to the sky, seeking to find the third eye. This is a live broadcast with Reverend Leroy Martin, sharing the secrets of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and spiritual principles and practices that will manifest an empowered life. This is an offering from the Reverend Leroy Martin Ministry on Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're tuning into another live broadcast from the Leroy Martin Ministry here in Detroit, Michigan. Most of us, we are enjoying some most pleasurable weather here in the Midwest, where we're here in Detroit, the 12th of December, and it's 60 degrees outside. Simply talking about living in your intention, living desires of your heart. Well, the Bible says it like this: you can have the desires of your heart. Now, if you limit it to what you limit it to, whatever that may be, then that's the world that you live in. But if you dare to step out into the impossible, you can live in that realm of whatever you desire. Most certainly, we're thankful and grateful for my lovely wife being here in the city of Detroit. If we settled in this place, and most certainly everything has worked out the way we planned it and exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked, simply because we set the intention. If you work, Johnny Coleman says it in Detroit, it says it in Chicago, if you work the law, it'll work, but you got to work it. You just can't repeat it. You just can't talk about it. You got to work it. And if you work this principle, these principles, it'll work for you. Because we most certainly live in a beautiful, loving universe that's willing and able to manifest every desire of your heart. We call it the intention, but old school call it just the desire of your heart. Most certainly glad that Dee is here in the city of Detroit. Most certainly has been a lovely accomplishment of with Leroy Martin's ministry, and most certainly to the inhabitants of the city of Detroit. They're glad that she's here, known as Lady Dee here in the city of Detroit. Ain't that fantastic? 33 years retired from the city of Los Angeles, a stellar professional career there in Los Angeles, most certainly highly respected in the city of Los Angeles. But yet she's staking her claim right here in the city of Detroit and stepping out on a high spiritual plane, letting men and women know that if you work these principles, it'll work for you. Most certainly 33 years in management is no small feat. But when you know the principles and know how to demonstrate them, life becomes easy for you. I want you to know you can have whatever you want to. You don't have to limit yourself to just thing or another. You can have the desires of your heart. Most certainly glad that my wife is here with me in the city of Detroit. Most certainly we're lifting up the Reverend C.J. Simon. Her broadcast is called Lift It every Wednesday. I think it's 1440 a.m. in the city of Detroit on that 1440 a.m. dial. You can hear it on the internet and also on the radio here in the city of Detroit. 1440 a.m. every Wednesday, 8:30 to 8:45, 15 minutes of inspirational information that will lift your consciousness beyond any present condition that you think that you can't really overcome. 1440 a.m., that's Dr. Reverend C.J. Simon. That's the Reverend Carolyn Simon. Most certainly, we're glad to be here in Detroit. Grateful for my class on Thursdays. Every Thursday here in the great city of Detroit, 111 East Kirby, at the corner of John R. Street. That's 111 East Kirby at the corner of John R. Street. That's in a building called the International Institute. Simply, class has simply been divine. I want you to know the energy and the growth and the awareness have expanded to such an extent. Oh, my God. I mean, if you miss the classes, you're missing the treat. I dare you to come out if you choose to grow. Now, if you choose to continue to stay small, or continue to not live to your full potential, then don't come to the class. But if you are, I'm challenging you on this broadcast to make it to 111 East Kirby on the corner of John R. Street in the city of Detroit in the International Institute, where the Reverend Leroy Martin is the spiritual director led by consciousness called God, simply allowing you to step into your greatness. Simply know that everything that you need is already inside of you. That very God that you're looking for is inside of you as you. That very thing that you're looking for is on the inside of you. You just simply need to be directed in how to really tap into the overflow. Tap into the consciousness of the abundance. Tap into perfect health, whatever your desire may be, because there's nothing that you need, because everything you need has already been supplied. Because as long as you've got life, you have everything that you need. You just simply need the information. You simply need the tools to be able to go within yourself. Because it's not outside of you. Everything you see on the outside is that which you created. You might not want to accept that. You might not agree with that because you don't quite understand what I'm saying right now. But everything that you see outside of you is the result and the product of your thinking. But you have a chance to change your world by changing your mind. Let me say it again. You change your world by changing your mind, not changing your husband, not changing your wife, not changing the children. You change your environment by changing the condition of your mind. Romans 12 and 2 says it like this. Be ye, let me be you. You be transformed. Don't transform nobody else. But you be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean, get a new idea. Get a new vibration. Get a new frequency. Get a new determination. Get a new hope on life. And understand that you can live in the life flow and live the abundant life. Let's get on with our lesson. Our lesson, I'm piggybacking from Thursday night at the International Institute. Wish you could have been there, but I'm going to give you some episodes and give you some tidbits of what was shared on Thursday. Living life from the overflow. Subtitle, if you may, connecting with the life force. I like that. Being connected with the life force. Everything that's living wants to live. Nothing wants to die. Don't you fool yourself. Life, Jesus said, the principle, that's what Jesus simply represented, the principle, the one source. I come that you may have life, L-I-F-E, and that more abundant. Not just barely getting along, not surviving, not just trying to get robbing Peter to pay Paul, but to live the abundant life. The abundant life doesn't just mean money, but money is good. Let me say it again. Money is good. Stop going around saying money is not good and that money and the love of money is the root of all evil. Everybody that I know, be it Christian, be it Muslim, be it Buddhist, enjoy money. All right. Don't allow your religious mind to trick you to confess something that you really don't really believe. And then you turn around and you create a story around money and can't get none and none won't come to you because you created an environment or you created a vibration that is repulsive and repel abundance for coming into your life. But you can live the abundant life simply knowing that you are connected to the life force. I'm reminded of a scripture that I used on Thursday night when David says it like this, my cup runneth over. If you want to look at the Bible historically, that was the Old Testament. It was pre-Christ. David, a man who was after God's own heart. Just to this, a man who created, done adultery, stole a man's wife, had a man killed for his wife, done so many dastardly things. And yet the Bible says he was a man who was fashioned after the heart of God. What you say about that? Simply means that David knew the principle. David refused to allow his shenanigans. David refused to allow any event of his present life to determine his overflowing position and status by force. When you understand that, when you understand defines, what defines you is that you are the image and likeness of the divine intelligence. You are the image and likeness, you're the individual expression of the life force. In you, God lives. In you, he moves, have his being. That life force is on the inside of you. You stop breathing, there is no more life. And what you're getting ready to do is get you another expression, another physical expression. But why not stay in this one while you're in it? Stay in this body. For the body that you live is the temple of the living presence called God. Inside of you is the jewel. Inside of you is the prize. Inside of you is the gift of life that brings us deliverance, that brings us healing, that brings us abundance. It's on the inside of you. Your thing is how do you bring it forth? How do you manifest it? But you got to, first of all, understand that you are divinely connected. Now, are you conscious of that or are you unconscious? Regardless of your ability of being conscious or unconscious, life still flows. The sun shines on the just as well as the unjust. What are you saying, Martin? There are physical and there are also spiritual laws that work regardless of you being aware or unaware. So why not be aware that you are connected to the life source? You are connected to the life force. And by hallelujah, 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 by you being connected, that means then you can have the desires of your heart, because in the flow is life. In the flow, there's a healing. In the flow, there's perfection. In the flow, there is abundance. In the flow, there's unlimited possibility. It's in the flow. Oh, my God. You got to get in the flow. Send me to be aware of the flow. Life is flow. So either you in it, you going with the flow, or you going against the flow. Why don't you allow life to flow through you and then manifest the good that you desire? A lot of times we can't get the good that we want because we're resisting the flow. Resisting the flow is simply sometimes trying to make individuals fit into your program. But you got to understand, your program is in a concept that is created by your own human situation. And your situation might not be like my situation. However, we need to allow each individual to have their own individual expression. And when you allow individuals to have their own individual expression, it's called contrast. And what I found out even about myself and in my expansion of consciousness, contrast is good because it gives you an opportunity to work out some homework in your consciousness to simply find another way to be able to deal with that which is going on the inside of you. Anything that you don't like about another individual has nothing to do with that individual. It has all to do with you. It doesn't mean that you're defective. It doesn't mean that you ain't no good. It doesn't mean you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. What it simply is saying to you, this is an opportunity to expand, that you get to expand the life force. You get a chance to flow in the overflow. A lot of flow want to flow in the overflow, but change, but never change. You got to make the change. You cannot keep doing what you did yesterday and expect to enjoy today's blessing. That is not going to happen. Doing the same thing, thinking the same way, expecting the same thing, and looking for a miracle in your life is really simply called insanity. You got to be willing to choose ye this day. That means every single day, in every experience, you have an opportunity to choose life. And in choosing life, don't mean just breathing. That means looking your head in the sand. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to deal with that drama. That doesn't mean I'm not going to deal with that individual. That situation comes up because there is something inside you that you need to take a look at. But since you're so wonderfully grandiosely grand, then you say that ain't about me. It's all about you. It is simply all about you. And when you understand it is simply all about you, then you take a introspective look about yourself. You begin to take a look at yourself and realize that looking at yourself honestly and transparently gives you an opportunity to expand, to be able to move out into the overflow of life, because you don't want the overflow to come through you through a filter. You want the overflow to come, as David said, my cup, it ran us over. Not that my cup, that the flow trickled into my cup, but that the cup was full and then it overflowed. But it comes as a trickle when there is filters going on inside of your consciousness. You got to choose all, not just one day, not just one time through the day, all throughout the day, you got to choose to say, you know what, I'm willing, open, and willing to expand. Wow, I just left a prayer breakfast about an hour ago. It was simply a different experience for me, which was great, and I think different because of the simple fact that's where I am, that's where I may not be in my own consciousness. But that does not mean that it was not a good meeting. What it does, it gave me a chance to look at life from a whole different perspective. It gave me a chance to see life as other folks may see it. Understanding that I don't care how you dice it, how you slice it, we are all connected. We are all one, regardless of the denomination, regardless of the gender, regardless of the culture, regardless of the race. We are all one. Well, the scripture says like this, out of one blood, God created all nations. I mean, we simply one. We may have differences, and that's the beauty of life, that there are so many different differences. Simply mean there are unlimited possibilities for you to choose. And what are you choosing? You're choosing an option, or you're choosing an idea, or you're choosing a thought. You're choosing a vibration. that would allow you to maintain the highest optimum vibration of life. As long as you continue to choose the highest optimum vibration of life, then the very thing that you desire will manifest in your world with ease and with grace, because you are flowing from a mental equivalent of the very thing that you desire. Oh, God, inside of me. Wow, when you continue to flow with joy, I draw out of the well of salvation. With joy in my mind, with peace, I'm able to connect to that which I desire in order to bring forth that which is already in my spiritual storage, within my physical storage. Whatever I need is already in here. Whatever I desire, if I continue to vibrate from this vibration, it has to find me. The universe will conspire. The universe will connect with individuals, will create situations, will set up circumstances that the very thing that you desire will fall right there in your lap. But you got to do the work. Oh, my. You got to do the work. You have to do the work. You got to do whatever it takes. You can't continue to say, well, this is just the way I am, or I don't like what they said to me, or I don't like what they've done to me. It ain't about what nobody is doing. There's nothing outside. Greater is that is on the inside of you than anything that's outside of you. So whatever the circumstances may be, it really doesn't matter when you begin to understand that it's really about you vibing, you flowing in the overflow, you flowing in the flow of the universe. A lot of times we create resistance by going against the flow. This ain't the way I'm used to doing things. I don't like the way that was said. I don't like the way that was done. Well, how do you know that the very thing that you're resisting in 99.9 is the way that the universe really wants you to go in order for you to manifest your good? My wife was reading a book by Shonda Rhimes, and I think the title of the book is simply Say Yes. You know, we spend a lot of time saying no, and what we're really saying no to the universe is that I really don't want what I really want. I want it, but I don't want to change. I want it, but I want it my way. I want it, but your way is not the way of the consciousness of the divine presence of God. It's that way when your mind is the mind of God, when you allow yourself to be flexible enough to say yes. You may not see it on the surface. You may not understand it on the surface. But you got to know, under the surface, there is a river of living water. Hallelujah. There's a river of life flowing beneath the surface. Oh, yeah, a lot of times you get stuck on the surface, and all you see is the personality. All you see is the circumstances. All you see is the situation. And what you do, you judge it according to your past history. Oh, I've done it. I've done it this week. But I've quickly made the adjustment. You know, as you continue to work on yourself, then the turnaround time becomes just what it is, time, and God himself, which is me, which is you, should not continue to exist in time, but knowing that we are eternal flow of life, knowing that we are connected to the life flow. You don't have to continue to go against and have resistance when you can just begin to learn to say yes. You might not understand it, and you may feel uncomfortable. But know this, that the uncomfortability is really the moment and place of transition. I try to keep up with people when I teach my classes and communicate with them, because I know that transition can be very scary. Transitional can sometimes feel as if you're in the wilderness. Transition can feel as if you're in a dark place. But you got to know it's just like a seed being germinated. I think that's the right terminology for botany. The seed germinates in the ground. All you see is the black dirt. You don't see that the seed is connecting and growing roots that's deeper, or sometimes deeper than the container in which it is planted. Well, you got to understand that in the dark place, in the traditional place, in the uncomfortable place, in the place that you don't really want to be in, it's simply a transition. It's simply part of the transformation of the mind. Sometimes even the body takes a what looks like a turn for the worse, or the body seems to do some things that seem to be very, very out of order. That's called chemicalization. Simply know, when you begin to accept a new idea and you begin to vibrate from a different frequency, the body has to take a change along with the mind. And so a lot of times when we're going through these transformational channels and episodes, we need to know that I am the image and likeness of good. I am. And continue to hold that, even in your moment of being uncomfortable, even in the moment of seen in the dark place, even in the moment of the place where I don't simply know, or even in the moment where it seems as if you've lost your identity. That's all right. You need to lose your mind to get the mind of Christ. Because sometimes it's your mind that has caused you not to be able to live in the place that you've ordained for yourself, that's already been set up for you, because your mind is limited. Because your mind is living in the sensual, living in the touching, the feeling, the past, the ancient of the future, and never live in the present moment. For the scripture said like this, now faith is. And I like to say it right here, now the intention, now the manifestation of that which you desire of the universe is right here and right now. Come on, say it with me on the radio. It's right here and it's right now. I have it right here and right now. I'm living in the overflow right here and right now. I know your body is betraying you. I know your mind is probably saying something totally different. But keep on declaring, I'm living in the overflow right here and right now. And as you continue to say that, continue to believe that, things will come up in your consciousness, will come in your mind that reminds you and will give you the reason why the manifestation has not expeditiously manifested itself in your life. It doesn't mean that it ain't coming. It may take a while for it to come, because there need to be some filters that need to be destroyed. Some Jericho walls need to come down. Well, while I'm yet speaking, while I'm yet talking, I hear and I see the Jericho walls falling down in the lives of God's people. Right here and right now, I declare that the walls of resistance, which is that which you created from yourself. Nobody's done nothing to you. Nobody can do nothing to you. It's that which you created from your human experience. Let's want you to know tonight, let you know this morning, there is no experience that defines your own reality. That experience is reality with a small r. But the reality that is the truth with capital T is that I am the individual expression of the one presence, the one source, the one individual called God, which is simply who I am. Oh, my God, it's been simply great just to be back here. I rushed in to get to the broadcast. Grateful for those that's listening there in L.A., listening, and my friends and my listeners there on Facebook, and those that's listening live, and those that pick up the broadcast in the archive. Don't you know this has been a tremendous year of expansion even for myself, and I'm most certainly grateful and thankful for where I am right here and right now, living in the overflow. Wow, I want you to know God, I mean, opportunity is no respecter of person. I want you to replace that. You know, I mentioned God. Think unlimited possibility. When you use the word God, think about who you are. Jesus said it like this, me and my Father, we are one. You are one with the source. You are one with all good right here and right now. You are. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you've done. I said it Thursday, and I said this morning, when they caught the woman, the daughter, how they even go about what those men say. Jesus said to the woman, go in peace. Simply mean knowing yourself, woman, that you are great right here where you are, and don't allow that experience or what other people think or say about you, and not the outside external conversation, but the internal conversation. If the internal conversation needs to be checked, you need to check what's going on in your head. You got to be checked with the conversations being had between you and you. Yeah, I said between you and you. The you, which is the infinite intelligence of God, knows that all is well and all is good. But the human experience, that tape recorder, that story, I wrote on the lesson, and I'll go back to it next week. I wrote upon it once upon a time. How many people are still living upon telling that same story over and over and over? You know, once upon a time, this happened. Once upon a time, I did this. Once upon a time, and I have to catch myself to not go back to the past and live in that place. Because there's nothing back there. Matter of fact, that is really an illusion, because it is right now. And wherever I am right now is a combination of all the experiences of life, which is simply right here and right now. Simply through my awakening, through my awareness. I didn't have to wake up the giant. I had to wake up that the giant was inside of me. The giant was already there. I was already the giant. I just need to wake up and stand up as the giant. And I'm saying to my radio audience, stand up and be the giant. What do you mean by still be a giant? Take authority of your life. Take authority of your universe. When you do that, then your world will simply be what you desire to be. Oh, everything is lovely and everything is beautiful. We have a saying, and we set it down through the years, and the saying is all is well. Physically, psychologically, mentally, spiritually, financially, all is well. That's what the word all means, everything. Everything is in divine order. Everything is ordered by the presence of God inside of me. Stop waiting for something outside of you to order your life into divine order. You have the power to declare life to be in divine order. You have the mindset to declare the very things you want for yourself. I'm looking at this scripture, and I look at this weather. My wife says she declared the weather to be wonderful while she's in Detroit. And I want you to know, I watched the news this morning, and they say they have broke records here in Detroit with the weather. The scripture says it like this. It's Elijah, a man of life's passion, meaning he was a human being, asked that the sun would shine. And guess what the record? The Bible said that the sun didn't shine because he requested it. Stop limiting yourself based on the past. Stop limiting yourself according to the facts. When you know the truth, and the truth is you can have and you can do and be whatever you want to be. Got 90 seconds. Well, I want you to know all is well. All is good. All is who you are. And it's wonderful being with you. This is Roy Martin from Detroit, Michigan. 60 seconds. I want you to know that this is simply a life divine. And you can. I don't care where you are, what you've done, where you've been. I challenge you to declare all day long that all is well and that I'm living the abundant life that I ordered for myself. Until next time, I want you to live. Live in the life force. Live in your physical body. Live and never die. Die to limitations. Die to dis-ease. Die to anything that is not that which you want for your life. But most certainly, after you resurrect your consciousness, live in the overflow. I love you and continue to live a life that you ordered for yourself.